the Inspector General taking a look at this, and FISMA compliance is an issue that's been challenging for CIOs across government, because I've had a number of CIOs tell me, both on and off the air, that's compliance. I've checked the checklist. I've met the mark when it comes to that. I'm not necessarily sure about the actual security part. What are you finding at FERC as far as being FISMA compliant versus making sure that your network is secure?
So, starting off, the FERC is actually FISMA compliant. Our 2011 IG audit does say we are FISMA compliant on all 17 controls. Compliance and security is a complicated matter. It's all based on the standards that are set out. At the FERC, we do believe we are network secure and we are FISMA compliant. We do have some controls that are being worked on, but overall, I think we are our network is secure.
Budget wise, what are you finding as far as resources, and where are you directing a lot of your resources to make sure that your network is secure?
So, overall, I think the FERC spends an appropriate amount of dollars on security. You can never be too secure. It is a risk-based scenario, and we are looking at all aspects of our security to see how we allocate the dollars that we are given. Currently, we are looking at network vulnerabilities. Patching is one of the areas. The IG correctly pointed out it is one of the areas that we need to do some improvement on, so we are absolutely looking at that. We appreciate the IG's effort in helping us kind of identify some of these things, but we also recognize, as do they, that our program is actually a very mature and good program.
What would you like to see as far as backup support, resources, whatever, to help you not just maintain your FISMA compliance, because that's certainly important, but ultimately the end is not just compliance, as I mentioned, checking off the boxes. The end is your network secure and you don't have to worry about penetrations and so forth. What do you need that you maybe don't have right now or that you would like to have?
Security, and I agree with you 100%, the end-all, be-all is a secure environment, not just compliance, which is what we always strive for. To understand better or to say what I need more of, we try to do everything appropriately. Now, again, from our internal or our introspection on what we do, we'd love to get more user training. We'd love to get more just effective controls that we can use all around. But at the end of the day, I think the FERC itself does a fairly good job of training all our users. Our users are very adept at understanding security and why security is important to the agency. And they do a good job of helping us out, keeping us secure.
The end result is a lot of times on the user, it seems to me, and not on the IT team, you and your team, because the DOD situation with Buckshot Yankee was that exact thing. DOD employees have excellent training when it comes to security, and yet somebody still, unfortunately, decided to stick a thumb drive where they shouldn't, and we had that situation. How do you determine a level of return on investment on training where you say, if we spend this much more, we'll get this much better result, or is that even possible to do?
Personally, I do believe that you can never train enough. I mean, the more training you have, the more effective your program is. On a return on investment, it is a difficult metric to measure, because what you're doing is prevention. So the more you train, the more prevention you have of any kind of vulnerability, thus nothing shows up. So it's kind of counterintuitive, but it is, as I said, you can never spend enough on training, or you can never focus enough on training. At the FERC, we've moved to a continuous monitoring, continuous training model, which helps our users get training as much as we can give it to them. And like I said, our users are fairly sophisticated in understanding what they should and should not do. We've been working with our users for the last few years and really, really hyping up our training program. So it's been working very effectively.